Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 13th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. You're involved in an accident, doesn't matter what kind, you're dealing with a personal injury, you let them put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you guys aboard with us here on a Monday, starting your week in style, right here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, we are in a great mood today. Everybody knows why. Couple house cleaning issues. Not issues. Want to make sure you guys know some things that are going on. I was on Driving the Line this morning. I am every Monday morning. YouTube.com/@Driving the Line with my man Jonathan Coachman, giving out the winning plays, having a lot of fun. So you can go back and you can check that out. They are live every weekday morning at 10 a.m. Did a lot on ESPN Radio this weekend. Did game day on Saturday afternoon with Maria Marino. We had a lot of fun. Enjoyed working with her. Yesterday, did Sunday morning with Matt and Myron. I filled in for Matt, so me and Myron Medcalf had a great time yesterday morning on ESPN Radio, and I'm back on ESPN. This is actually a really big week for me with ESPN because I am filling in. Joe Fortenbaugh is out the whole week, Carlin versus Joe, every weekday from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. So I'm filling in for Joe tomorrow and Friday, me and Chris Carlin from noon to 3. That show's also on TV. Now, this put him here, which, by the way, I got some color this weekend. Top of the dome is a little bit red, but otherwise, I like the color I got. I was outside yesterday, Mother's Day, Zaslow Mansion pool in the backyard patio, getting juicy. So I got a little bit of color here. Like I said, on the top of my head, maybe a little bit too much. Tomorrow, Carlin versus Joe. It's on TV also, but I don't have the TV equipment that they use. So, like, when I talk, it's going to be, they put, like, the graphic on the screen of, you know, like, as if, you know, like a soundboard or whatever. Or maybe it'll be a picture of me. I don't know. But otherwise, that show is on television. I think maybe ESPNU. So you can actually put that on and, you know, they show highlights and stuff that we'll be talking about or what have you. But, of course, you could always listen on ESPN Radio, SiriusXM Channel 80, or on the ESPN app. So I hope you guys tune into that. Big week for me, like I said, filling in on Carlin versus Joe alongside Chris Carlin tomorrow from noon to 3, and again Friday from noon to 3. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay, let's get right down to brass tacks. First of all, everybody knows, Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. That means NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, golf, all the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including all the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. So, full disclosure, I think I talked about this on Friday, but I talked about it a lot yesterday on ESPN Radio Sunday morning with Myron Metcalf. So, yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I love you, honeys. So, yesterday was Mother's Day. We had dinner reservations at 6:30. Panther Game 4 was at 6:30. And so we talked about it on the show yesterday. What am I going to do? What's the plan? Initially, my thought was, I'm going to put the Panther game on my phone on the table. And so everyone but me apparently knew that that was a scenario that was never going to fly. That was never going to happen. And yeah, that's right. That didn't happen. So the solution was floated to me yesterday on the show that what I need to do is I need to just record the game. Now, I do this all the time, especially with the Panthers. I do this all the time during the regular season. You guys know this, where I will record the game. I'll avoid all contact with, you know, anything related to the game. And I'll watch it when I get home. Two things. I was afraid that I would be at the restaurant and somehow it would get spoiled for me. Although I realized quickly when I got to the restaurant, the kind of restaurant we were at, and especially where I was seated, no one's going to spoil it for me. But most importantly, while I do this all the time in the regular season, record a game and then watch it later, I have never, ever recorded a playoff game for any of my favorite teams and watched it later on. I've never done that. It feels, I don't know, that feels weird not to watch a playoff game in real time. Plus, I don't want to have it spoiled for me, of course. I've never done that for a playoff game. But I clearly realized, all right, this is the situation, so I'll record it. I'll record it, and hopefully nothing gets spoiled for me, and I will watch it when I get home. Now, what time? I was hoping I wouldn't get home too late. So, as it turned out, the game was probably over by the time I started to watch it. What, Zaslow? 6:30 is your dinner. How late did you get home? So, I'm not going to say the restaurant we were at because I don't really see the point. The service, and it was really the kitchen, horrible. Our reservation was 6:30, so we sat down around 6:30, maybe 10 minutes after that. We didn't get our food until 8:15. Think about that. 6:30, we didn't get our food till 8:15. It was a disaster. My younger son was so hungry. My mother and her husband, they're very upset. You know, old people get mad when the food doesn't come out on time. And so, like, I don't get angry. I'm a pretty relaxed guy. But I was at the point, and I especially don't get angry at restaurants, but I was at the point I was ready to get up and leave. We would have figured something else out. It's 8 o'clock already. We've been sitting down for 90 minutes. We don't have our food yet. I was ready to get up and leave. So food eventually came. We got home really late. Like, I probably got home around 9:20, maybe 9:30. So I'm probably putting the game on by the time the game's already over. Okay, so that was... But I got home, went right to the Zaslow Mansion fan room, take off my pants. That's what you got to do. When you be out for a while, you walk in the front door, you got to take your pants off immediately. So I take off the pants, and we're ready to go. I put the game on. Boom. Let's fire up. Let me get a Johnny Cuba out of the fridge. Let's do a little bit of relaxing. You know Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. You want to relax. You want to make sure you're drinking responsibly. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. You could find the closest Johnny near. You go to johnnycuba.us, and you could search based on where you live. You could find the nearest location to you that's carrying Johnny Cuba. Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. By the way, for those of you guys who are watching clips on the YouTube channel or on social media, I mean, how about the number one, you look at this put-em, I got some good color. Number two, how about this playoff beard that I'm rocking? That's right, I'm in it with the boys. So we get home, I put the game on, and oh my goodness, what a night. What a night. So by the way, you know, my pal, your pal, Panther great, Ed Jovanovsky, we're going to get Eddie on the show tomorrow, but I texted him this morning. How about that? How good was that shit last night? Oh my God, I was so happy with the Panthers last night. So anyway, let's start out Friday night real quick, because Friday night game 3, Sunday night game 4, Panthers of course win Friday night 6-2. Go into Boston, take that ass, take a 2-1 series lead. And we all know the so there's so much controversy surrounding this. It's beautiful. I love it so much. So to start, they're already mad because you got Pastrnak, who asked his coach, "I'm pretty pleased. Am I allowed to fight the bully on the other side, Matthew Tkachuk?" And Tkachuk knocked his lights out. So you got the Bruins are pissed off going into game 3. What are they going to do? Are they going to do the dirty shit? So right out the gate, Brad Marchand, that rat, Brad Marchand, tries to fight Sasha Barkov, who I don't know that he's ever been in a fight, but you also got to remember, you know, if you're not like this hardcore Panther fan or hardcore hockey fan and you're watching right now because the Panthers are awesome and they're trying to win the Stanley Cup, fighting in the playoffs, very rare. Very, very rare. Like, speaking of Ed Jovanovsky, you know, when the Panthers were in the Stanley Cup playoffs in 1996, in the semifinal when they were playing the Flyers, like, the matchup every game was Jovanovsky and Lindros. And they were always going at it. Hard hits everywhere. And we always, like, we wanted them to fight, you know? But they never actually fought because it's so rare to fight in the playoffs. Mainly because you don't want to lose a guy for 5 minutes. So, Brad Marchand, that rat, he, like, Pastrnak and Tkachuk fighting at the end of game 2, you're not going to see it again. Very rare. So, Marchand, he wants to fight before the opening draw. He leans into Barkov before the pucks even drop, and he's chirping at him. He asks him to fight. I mean, Barkov laughs at him, says no. And, of course not. We're not getting, Panthers aren't fazed by any of this bullshit. That's the Bruins game right now. The Bruins game right now is what is known as bullshit. That's their game. And the Panthers are not fazed by any of this bullshit. So, Marchand wants to fight right off the bat. No, of course not. And then, later in the first period, Marchand tries to lay a big hit on Sam Bennett. Bennett lays him out, including a jab right to the chin. That's right, a jab right to the jaw. So, Bruin fans are crying. They are angry that Bennett, what they believe, sucker punched Brad Marchand. You think it was a sucker punch? You don't think it was a sucker punch? Whatever. Here's the facts. Let me recap this situation for you. That rat, Brad Marchand, wants to fight Sasha Barkov before the game even starts. Barkov laughs in his face. And then later in the period, Marchand tries to lay a hit on Sam Bennett, who is playing in his first game this series. Bennett delivers the big blow, including punching him right in the face. And Marchand, your night is over. I mean, was there more of a loser evening for anyone in that building, including all those loser Bruin fans? Was there more of a loser evening for anyone than Brad Marchand, who wanted to fight, got laughed at, and then Sam Bennett laid him out and punched him in the face? See ya. Your night is over. And guess what? You're also not going to play in game 4. Peace the fuck out, Brad Marchand, you rat. No one was a bigger loser than Marchand was in game number 3. I will laugh in every Bruins fan's face over this. Your cat... Bruin fans want to complain. Panthers are a dirty team. Okay, Your captain, Brad Marchand, is a rat. Our captain, Alexander Barkov, is a Lady Bing winner. All right? This award goes to the player who most exemplifies great sportsmanship. That's the Lady Bing everywhere. Every year. Your captain is a dirty rat who tries to lick players during the game. Our captain is a Lady Bing winner. Your captain is known as the dirtiest player in the league. Our captain has been awarded for exemplary sportsmanship. And you want to talk about which team is dirty? Get a clue. I will laugh in every Bruins fan's face. Cry, complain, bitch, moan, all you want. You will be greeted by this face laughing at you. That's right. That's right. So Tkachuk, again, to recap, Tkachuk beat up Pastrnak in game two. And then you complain and bitch before game three, which we then go on to win in your house, 6-2. Punked you so hard. Then in game three, Marchand wants to be a tough guy rat. We take him out, punched him right in the face. That's right. He tried to fight our guy. Our guy said no. Then he tried to lay a big hit on another guy who just came back from injury, and that guy punched him in the face and took him out. That's right. And win by 4 goals. Then you spend the next 2 days in between complaining and bitching. So what do the Panthers do next? What do we do next? Win game four in your building. Our 5th consecutive playoff win in your building. Punked you hard again. Again. The biggest question for Bruin fans after game three should have been, like, whenever the Bruins coach, Jim Montgomery, players, whatever, whenever they were doing interviews with media, with TNT, with ESPN, in between games three and four, the big question for the Bruins should have been, who do you think hit the ice harder, Marchand or Pastrnak? That's the prevailing question. Who hit the ground harder when they got punched in the face? Pastrnak or Marchand? It's a close call. I gotta admit, I may be a little biased. I think it was Marchand. I think he hit the ground harder. But it's a close call. Let's be fair. And here's the thing. Let's have a moment of honesty. And we're gonna get to game four from BS. So don't you worry your pretty little face. The Panthers. That's right, the Panthers, not the Bruins. The Panthers should be embarrassed. They should be embarrassed that they lost game one to this team. That's right. That's an embarrassment. They should be embarrassed that they lost by 4 goals. They should be embarrassed that they lost, period, to this Bruins team. That's an embarrassment. Panthers are going to have to look themselves in the mirror forever and deal with that shame, losing game one. So let's get to last night. Now, before we get to last night, though, all right, everybody calm down. Everybody take it easy, all right? Let's do something that's going to make you feel better here. How about if I tell you about the Memorial Day sales event that's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru? Would that make you feel better? I think so. We're talking incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. Right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, zero security deposit, plus right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus, and right now, you can get 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback. Or, what if I told you, you could lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, get 3 years maintenance included. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So, let's get at it here. Last night, I get home from Mother's Day dinner. I don't know what's going on with the game. I put it on right from the start. You know the Bruins are going to try the dirty shit. They're so consumed. It really shows you, one team is so consumed on payback. The other team is consumed with winning the Stanley Cup. Which team do you want to be? Which team do you think is about to go up 3-1 last night? Yeah, that's a rhetorical question. All right, so we get the game going, and like, second shift of the game. McAvoy, huge hit on Reinhart in the neutral zone. Clean hit. Reinhart's got his head down, got right back up. No big deal. But then you got the stupid shit from Boston. Like, the interference to Tkachuk. See, here's the thing, and we'll get to this coming up, but you got the Bruins fan who's whining about all the penalties. All the penalties. And yes, a lot of penalties are being called on Boston. Well, you got that stupid interference hit on Tkachuk because they're so consumed with trying to hurt Tkachuk. And then you got the roughing on Pasternak very early in the game because they're so consumed with trying to take cheap shots. They wonder why the calls are all going against them. You can't tell me, now, the Bennett goal is a whole different thing. But outside of that, are there plays where, wow, I can't believe they're letting that go? I can't believe they didn't call that? No! The Bruins are committing stupid penalties, and the Panthers are a far superior team. And they're not doing stupid shit. So, you got Pat Maroon, that fucking goon, Pat Maroon skating around doing nothing but just attempting to goon it up. He's trying to, like, it's real cute. You know, in the first period, he's skating around trying to goad guys into come fighting. Yeah, we're not interested. You know, just keep skating around. Get your cardio in and try and goon it up. That's your role. All right. We're not here for your antics. Not here to fight you. We're here to kick your ass during play and send you home for the summer. That's the MO. That's right. Panthers are above it. They really are. They're above it all. So let's get into it here. Panthers are down 2-0, all right? And just to show you, so first period's over, Panthers are down 2-0. I wasn't upset because you look again. There's been 3 games in a row now, games 2, 3, and 4. I don't remember what it was game 1, but the Panthers are dominating. They're dominating the game. They're getting so many shots on goal. They're killing the Bruins in shots on goal. Yes, they're down 2-0, but you know what? Trust the process. Trust the way you play. We were thoroughly outplaying them like usual. I was never worried when we were down 2-0. Trust the process. And when the Bruins were up 2-0, you heard Darren Pang, who was in between the glass, you know, for TNT, and he's talking about the Brewers bench. They're very lively now, up 2-0. They're talking. They're feeling good. The Panthers bench, the exact same as it always is. Just businesslike. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. They stay even keel with the emotion. You remember that. You heard Darren Pang said that. Panther bench unfazed. They look exactly the way they always look. And that's when you knew. That's when you knew, yeah, we're still going to win this game. I was never worried when it was 2-0. So, in the second period, I think it was early in the second period, right? Anton Lundell, I think it's his first goal of this postseason.
Aaron at Black. Rimming around towards Lundell. Lundell to Rodriguez. Now Lundell, and he scores! Anton Lundell had it squeaked through Swayman. And it's a 2-1 hockey game here late in period 2.
There you go. That's a good job out of you, Anton Lundell. So Lundell makes it 2-1. Great. We just needed to cut the lead in half going into the third period. And now this is when shit starts to get good. So we're in the third period. The Panthers are thoroughly dominating this game. We're in the third period, down 2-1. You got action right in front of the goal.
Rodriguez and Tarasenko switching places. All the way through for Bennett. Then it's Ekman-Larsson. Tapped in Tarasenko with a shot that's blocked down. Puck still alive. Kicked out and they score! It's Bennett with the power play goal to tie it.
That's right. Sam Bennett punking the Bruins so hard. 2 games in a row now, punking him so hard. He returns in game 3. He punches Marchand's lights out when Marchand tried to hit him. And then he's public enemy number 1. He gets the game-tying goal there. 2-2 in the third period. And, okay, so the Bruins, super desperate. They're going to challenge. You see the first replay, it's like, oh, wow, he cross-checked him, all right? Now, Here's the rule, all right? You can't go to replay and call retroactively call a penalty. If there was a penalty called there, that would take away the goal. You cannot go to replay and retroactively call a penalty. And that's if you even thought that was a penalty, which then you get a real replay angle. Sam Bennett barely touched him. He barely touched him. That was a love tap. And in the playoffs, that call is never going to get made. He barely touched him. And this idea, I think his name was Coyle, that if Swayman wasn't there, he would have fell over. Bullshit. Bennett barely touched him. And then you got the officials. I thought they were going to overturn it. But you know what? They used common sense, which was A, Bennett barely touched him. And B, Swayman was never going to be able to get over and make that save. That comes into play. It's not just blindly, oh, he's interfered with, take away the goal. It's no. Would he have been able to make the save if he wasn't interfered with? Not only was he not interfered with because Bennett barely touched Coyle, but Swayman never would have gotten over and made that save. Goal stands, 2-2. Sam Bennett punks the Bruins so hard. Again, he owns the Bruins and the Panthers. Now it's on. So we're tied 2-2. And guess what? Your boy, the captain. This is a real captain, not a rat captain. A real captain. Sasha Barkov gets the eventual game-winning goal.
It's a 2-0 Boston lead. And now the game will be determined in the final 12 and a half or beyond. Here's Barkov cutting in. Barkov scores! Alexander Barkov! And for the first time, the Panthers have the lead.
You know it. Beautiful goal there by Sasha. Panthers go up 3-2. Boy, he has been special this postseason. He really has. Sasha Barkov has been a special player this postseason. So the Panthers go up 3-2. It gets a little bit hairy late. They wind up pulling the goalie 6-on-4 because the Panthers took a penalty. And it was Ekblad. I thought it was a questionable call. Interference. Nonetheless, 6-on-4. They don't really get any great opportunities there in the end. Panthers clear the puck. Time rolls out. Panthers go ahead 3-1 and a chance to end the Boston Bruins season again after winning a fifth consecutive game at TD Garden. Panthers own that building. I almost wish the Panthers would lose tomorrow so they could then win a sixth consecutive game at TD Garden and end the season in Boston just like last year. But no, that's not what we really want. We want the Panthers to end it tomorrow in front of the home crowd. Now, I desperately want to go, but the last I checked this morning, and this were like, you know, all the way up top, cheapest tickets like $160. And here's the thing. Well, in theory, that's a good price just to get in the door. I got to buy 3 tickets. It's going to be me and both my boys. So we're talking $500 before parking, food, whatever. $500 for me and my boys to get in the door. Now, this is not me complaining. I'm glad there's such high demand. Building's going to be rocking tomorrow night. But we're going to have to watch it home. Like, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, it's got to be either A, to win the Eastern Conference Championship, or B, a Stanley Cup Final game. So if they make the Stanley Cup Finals game, we will go. That's for sure. But I think I'm probably, I'll monitor the situation, but I think I probably got to pass for now on going tomorrow night. But man, I mean, what a team. What a night. I was so pumped up. Oh my God. I hope you guys are as pumped as I am. You know what else gets me pumped? Making sure that you guys are getting the best homeowners insurance coverage out there. That does. That gets me fired up. I especially like it that you'll be getting your coverage from the same place that I do. And that's Brunt Insurance. That's right. I've been getting my homeowners coverage from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. Why do I stick with Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance? Because I know I'm getting the most affordable care and the best coverage out there. Call them today. Get yourself a free quote. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. Here's the best part. No matter where you're calling from in the state of Florida, Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state, so they know your area, and they're going to make sure that they take care of you. So whether you're calling from Pensacola or all the way down in the Keys, Brunt Insurance is going to take care of you. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there. But you don't have to worry, because the team at Brunt Insurance specializes in making all the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed team helping you every step of the way. Sounds good? 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. I also, a couple months ago, switched over. I'm getting my auto insurance through Brunt Insurance now as well. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage for your automobile, motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
All right, let's everybody calm down for a moment here, all right? Let's take our mind off the serious stuff here for a second. So, you know how I like watching new shows, all right? I like TV, and I also like taking suggestions from you guys. You know, right now, I'm watching Yellowstone. I'm early in season 5, which is the season that's, like, live on television now, right? I believe. So, I'm going to finish that up in the not-too-distant future. So, I'm already thinking about what I'm going to watch next. And you know I love superhero movies. You know I love that kind of stuff. There is so much hype around this X-Men 97. That's the X-Men cartoon. But it's a new one. It's like continues off of the cartoon from the 90s. So I guess it's called X-Men 97. And which I hear is incredible. So I put it out on social media this morning. And I get shamed. Because I say, should I watch X-Men 97? And just to a man, everybody's peppering me. Yes, yes, you're so stupid, Zaslow. How could you even ask this question? You should be embarrassed. I'm living my life. I can't do everything. But here's also the thing. So while everyone is giving a massive endorsement that I need to watch X-Men 97, and you know what? Maybe I'll watch the first episode today and just make sure that I'm into it. Here's the thing. I don't dislike cartoons, but I find that I have a hard time latching on to cartoons, getting invested in cartoons. Like, for instance, I know The Simpsons is really great. I know it's great. I enjoy The Simpsons. Anytime that it's on, I mean, my older son, he it took him like a year, but he watched every episode of The Simpsons on the FX app. Like, all 20-some-odd seasons, whatever it was. And if I would sit down sometimes and watch, I'm like, yeah, Simpsons is great. I know The Simpsons is awesome. But I don't watch The Simpsons regularly. I have a hard time getting invested in a cartoon, all right? I mean, yes, I'm an adult, but I don't know. I have a hard time latching on to the animated shows. So I guess that's why I haven't gone out of my way up until now to say, oh my God, I have to watch X-Men 97. It's something about cartoons that just doesn't do it for me. I'll watch it as a one-off or cartoon movie. Okay, fine. But everyone tells me X-Men 97, especially this one. You guys were shaming me on social media. Everybody's saying this X-Men 97 is incredible. So I'm going to watch it. Yes, I'm going to watch it. Now, yesterday, because I had Mother's Day dinner, and because then I watched the Panther game when I got home, I didn't watch any of Nuggets and Wolves. Now, Nuggets and Wolves, the second half was starting when I got home and started the Panther game. Excuse me. But I'm afraid to put it on the small TV while I'm watching the Panther game on delay because I don't want the Panther game spoiled for me. If somehow the score comes up, they do some type of update, I don't want it spoiled for me. So I didn't watch any of Nuggets and Wolves. But I will say, this is the most interesting series going on right now. Like, the Wolves had a chance to kill the Nuggets dead. And the Nuggets, you learned something about the Nuggets going into Game 3. You did. Now, I do think it was a big factor they had off from Monday to Friday for game three. Not a coincidence that Jamal Murray looked a lot healthier. But they didn't have all the time in between games three and four, yet Jamal Murray was still able to do his thing yesterday. So that time in between Monday and Friday, maybe it's really gone a long way toward healing him overall. I don't know. But Jokic has been incredible again, games three and four. And if you look at game five tomorrow night, right? If you look at game five, Minnesota and Denver, where the road team has won every single game, if you look at game five and you think that you have any idea what's going to happen in that game, in that series, you're a liar. I don't know what's going on there. I do know it is now the most interesting series of the playoffs. And I also know whichever one of those teams comes out of the West, specifically that series, is going to kick the shit out of the Boston Celtics. That I also know. I mean, that's a joke, right? Tonight you got Celtics at Cavaliers. That's at 7. I fully expect the Celtics to win this game tonight. And then Oklahoma City at Dallas. I think Dallas takes a 3-1 lead also. I do. It feels like Oklahoma City. Now, Oklahoma City is not, like, they're not dead if they lose tonight. You can come back from a 3-1 deficit if you have the home court advantage, which Oklahoma City does. Like, if they lose tonight, they could win game five at home, 3-2, and then you just got to win one road game, which you would not have yet won a road game in Dallas, to force a game seven. You can come back from 3-1 to force game seven if you have the home court advantage. But I feel like Oklahoma City losing that game two, I think Dallas is going to take advantage. I think this is a major moment for Luka tonight, where Dallas looks like a serious team. And Doncic, this feels like a major effort. This feels like the type of game where Doncic wills them to a 3-1 lead tonight, and eventually they win this series. I'm all over Dallas tonight. They're a 1.5-point favorite. Boston's an 8.5-point favorite. I probably like the Celtics to cover that. I don't think the Cavaliers are very good, even though Donovan Mitchell's been awesome. But Minnesota, Denver, that's the series. Nobody knows what's happening there. Both those teams are awesome. I certainly don't feel like Minnesota is dead, but it does feel a little bit to me like, remember in the 2021 finals when Phoenix went up 2-0, right? And then Milwaukee won the next four. It feels a little bit like that, where Minnesota goes up 2-0, and now Denver, like, you had a chance to kill them dead. Minnesota let them stay alive after game three, and then the Nuggets like, yeah, we're the champs, you know, and we're gonna beat your ass in game four. Crazy finish of the first half. We'll get to that. I think this is back to being the Nuggets series, and the Wolves the entire summer to be kicking themselves that they couldn't get one of those two games at home. All right, so that's what's on tap tonight. Boston at Cleveland is at 7. Oklahoma City at Dallas at 9:30. With the hockey, you got Carolina and New York Rangers. The Panthers would play if they get past Boston first. If they get past Boston, they'll play the winner of Carolina and New York. Rangers can clinch that series tonight. And then you got Dallas at Colorado. That is at 9:30. Monday Night Raw tonight as well. King and Queen of the Ring tournament continues. There's so much going on. It's also a great opportunity for me to tell you guys about the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. That's right. I'm talking about getting your bed sheets at Sheets and Giggles. Over 100,000 people are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, mattresses, and pillows rated best overall by Good Housekeeping. I mean, come on. You know who's fired up about the Panthers being up 3-1 on Boston? My man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. Make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles on Twitter, because I feel like tomorrow night, if the Panthers clinch that series, you're probably going to have a promo code released there on Twitter that you could take advantage of. Those codes, those sales, those flash sales, they're always going on, so you can buy the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets in the world at SheetsGiggles.com. But if this is your first time ever ordering from SheetsGiggles.com, how about this? Use promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW, and you will get 20% off your first order. No matter what you're getting, you need a new mattress? 20% off a new eucalyptus mattress when you go to SheetsGiggles.com and use promo code Zaslow. That's right. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all of the big deals, where we get all of our great Florida Panther gear, Caneswear. That's right. Everybody knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. But if you're going to Game 5 tomorrow at Amerant Bank Arena, you got to stop into Caneswear and pick up all new Florida Panther gear. That's right. Visit Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. Real easy to find them, just south of 595 on the west side of University. You can check out all the gear they got at Caneswear.com. Like I said, obviously the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but all your favorite South Florida pro teams, Panthers, Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami, items for men, women, your kids. You want to put a Heat jersey on your dog? Hey, that's up to you. You can get it at Caneswear. That's right. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. Pick up your hats, your t-shirts, everything for all of our favorite local sports teams. Caneswear.com, where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So here's Stephen A. Smith. This is on First Take, and he's telling you, they could fire the coach Frank Vogel. They hired Mike Budenholzer, but Kevin Durant in Phoenix, big problem.
Kevin Durant in Phoenix is a problem. It is a problem. You don't see it because the stats are there. Him and Booker average 27 points per game and what have you. But they say Kevin Durant is never happy. They say that he went more than a month without even talking to the head coach. They say that he doesn't look happy there. And all he wants to do is play when the game starts and tip-off time arrives. But when it comes to ingratiating yourself with your teammates and getting along with everybody and stuff like that, he just lives in his own world. He's not hated. He's not despised. He's not doing anything negative. He's not being somebody that's two-faced and behind people back doing stuff. No, that's not who Kevin Durant is. But keeping to himself. Why does that matter? It's similar to what he was doing in Golden State before he ultimately departed, which is what was driving Draymond Green crazy, which is why they ultimately got into it on the court in that Clippers game and what have you. Because you hear stuff, you hear about the level of unhappiness, et cetera, and you get tired of it because when you don't want to talk and when you don't want to answer questions, you don't want to lead in a very visible way, well, that forces other people to have to step up and take on a level of culpability that they don't want to stomach. And so because of all of that stuff, that's the untold stuff that's going on in Phoenix. There's more than that. Make no mistake, it's not all on Kevin Durant, but that's a big, big part of it.
I'm going big deal. It's hard to say that Stephen A. Smith is not right on that stuff. Durant is never happy. They had, what, three coaches in Brooklyn? Now it's going to be three coaches. Wow. Because they got rid of Monty Williams last year. Three coaches in Brooklyn. Three coaches in Phoenix. And Durant's leadership has been questioned for years now for a reason. I mean, look at how he allowed Brooklyn to spiral out of control. He's not a leader. You can't win if Durant is your best player, if he's your top guy. Golden State was able to win. He went to the greatest regular season team of all time, a team that already had a title, and Curry was their best player. If Durant's your top guy, your team is going nowhere. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about yesterday? The Denver Nuggets, with seconds remaining in the first half, they lead the Wolves by 7. You get a 3-pointer, which makes it 10, and then you get this steal here by Jokic, leading to a chaotic final sequence of the first half.
Edwards. Catch the ball with a turnover, nice Denver D. Porter at the other end, and he tries, and he gets it to go. Beating the clock. Cortland, that's intercepted. Murray, good at the goal. Got it! A big-time three! 8-0 run, a Reggie Miller run in the final 15 seconds of the first half.
And look at Jamal Murray.
That's a big deal. A 7-point lead to 15 in just a matter of seconds at the end of the half. That was demoralizing for the Timberwolves. Incredible finish for the Nuggets. Ridiculously sloppy for the Wolves. It may have cost them the game. They lost by 8. You do the math. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, this morning on the Dan Le Batard Show, Katie Nolan, she was a guest. And here's Katie Nolan just crying about the Boston Bruins.
Here's the thing. Why doesn't everybody just throw somebody into the goalie then? Like, whoa.
If they're
Let's
not going to call
all
it.
Be out here doing that. You're not going to call it. If the thing, because I believe the rationale, Roy, correct me if I'm wrong, I will speak directly to you because I think you're the only one who might have even watched any of this game. The rationale was that because they can't call a penalty in a replay, it would have had to have been called a penalty before they went to the review for it to have possibly been a penalty.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can't. How could you have possibly called it a penalty before it became a goal when the penalty happened as the goal was being scored?
Well, people are comparing this to the rush to the net in game 3 that was called a goaltender interference on Boston, which is completely different. That was a rush to the net. This one was a slight little cross check.
Roy, we got lucky. Come on.
A slight little cross check.
It's emotional for me.
A slight little cross check by the guy who you could argue shouldn't have even been playing in that game, given the camera angle we oddly only got yesterday of him openly punching our captain.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. I mean, I got to be honest with you here. Katie sounds like she doesn't know the rules, all right? You're talking about a penalty needed to be called because you can't retroactively go and call a penalty. How could a penalty be called if the goal was scored right after? A penalty needs to be called on the ice. If the penalty was called on the ice, then it's going to disallow the goal. You can't retroactively call the penalty. And when you see in the replay, it definitely wasn't even a penalty. He barely touched him. He barely touched him. These Bruins, they're punks. We punk them out hard. They are so soft. This is a big deal. I love hearing the Bruins fans cry. It is like whispering sweet nothings into my ear. That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us by Caneswear. You get all the big deals at caneswear.com, including all your Florida Panther gear, getting ready for tomorrow night's Game 5 at Ameren Bank Arena. Caneswear.com. All right. Great job by him. Great show today. Tomorrow's a busy day. Tomorrow, we got Zaslow Show 2.0, and then I'm hosting Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio alongside Chris Carlin. That's from noon to 3 Eastern. I hope you guys listen and watch that. It's also on ESPNU. And, yeah, I always got to thank everybody behind the scenes. You guys do such a great job putting the show together every day. You inspire me each and every day with how hard you work. I appreciate you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba? That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.